Greeting, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message. There's only one Sunday remaining before our December show and tell on the fifth Sunday. I am looking forward to hearing and seeing what some of you have prepared to do. Our senior Christmas luncheon was held Saturday, and an enjoyable time was had by all who attended. Hopefully, there will be some pictures and video of the luncheon to share with you soon. A week from Wednesday will be Christmas. I hope you have already made plans to attend Christmas morning service along with your family and friends. Remember, the dress for the occasion is casual. Our watch night service this year will begin at 5 o'clock p.m. instead of 10 and go until 7 p.m. We're trying something different this year in hopes that it will improve the year-end worship experience. And now, just a few comments on yesterday's message, Hail to Account. Anyone who is self-sustaining needs no outside help or assistance, and can do whatever they choose without answering to anyone or anything else, is sovereign. Nations and kings and rulers are sometimes referred to as being sovereign when no other nation or person can tell another nation or king what to do or force them to do something. However, God is the only true sovereign being. Who or what is able to object to anything God has done, is doing, or shall do? Everybody and everything else in heaven and earth is subject to God, dependent on Him for existence, and is answerable to Him for all He provides for them. That includes all people who dwell on the earth. In order to live in peace and harmony, human societies agree to and enact laws to govern or control their behavior. Anyone living within that society who violates those laws are answerable to or held to account by the people of that society. Just as people hold other people to account for violating established law and expectations, even more so God shall require mankind to give an account of how we have used everything of His we didn't create or own, and how we violated His divine law by their use. It's not that God doesn't want us using His things, but it's that He has given us commands and laws that govern their proper use. The problem occurs when we not only refuse to obey those commands, but many even refuse to acknowledge their existence. For this, man will be held to account and will answer for his flagrant and willful disregard of God's law. Look for our Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday this week on our Facebook page and mobile app. You can also enjoy the Sunday school daily Bible readings anytime and anywhere at our website. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.